You're listening to the Tennis.com podcast, and here are your hosts, Nina Pantic and Irina Falcone.
Thanks for listening in this week. I'm Nina Pantic, and I'm joined by my co-host, Irina Falcone. This week is extra special because we have our first guest, Olga Govorotsova. The Belarusian was ranked as high as number 35 back in 2008 when she was just 20 years old. She also has been as high as number 24 in doubles. She's played 4 WTA finals and won 8 WTA doubles titles. Both Olga and Irina are in the qualifying draw at the US Open this week, so we decided to meet up in New York City to talk about Olga's return to the tour. Olga deserves some credit for coming up with the quote of 2018, which has been the year of the tennis mom. She says, "Before, everybody was traveling with puppies. Now, everyone is traveling with babies." Let's jump right in.
Thank you for having me.
It's a bit more casual today because we're all in the same room, which is really fun. And I just want to start with, you know, welcome back to the tour. And how has your experience been? You know, it's your sixth tournament now coming back.
Yeah, actually, when I got pregnant, I didn't plan to come back. I was kind of like getting tired because I started playing tennis when I was 4 years old, and I never really had like a break over like my career. I never really suffered like injury and anything, and I feel like last few years I kind of started like losing this motivation, but you know, it's impossible to do well in tennis these days. Like everybody, the young players start coming, like everybody like become so competitive. So yeah, when I got pregnant, I thought like I will still have my protected ranking and we'll see, but I thought like 90% I'm not gonna play. When I played previous years, wherever I lose a tournament, I usually like never really check the results. Sometimes I didn't even know who won the tournament. And like now I didn't play almost for like a year, and I kind of started missing it. I was watching the whole Australian Open, French Open, Wimbledon, which I didn't watch before. And so I played first tournament. I wasn't 100% of course ready. I played when I was like 2 months after, but the tournament was like an hour away by car, so like why not?
So you stepped away after Wimbledon last year. You were ranked around 140, and then you came back. You had the kid in February, a son in February, and then yeah. You played your first tournament in April.
Yeah.
So pretty much 10 months or
I
so.
I played April, yeah, and then I think I practiced another 3 weeks, and then I went, played in Florida 225. I was tough. I had to play qualies, three-round qualies, and 25. And I played this, like, I think... That's 2007 hard. Last time, but I felt like it would be good to get the match experience because I didn't play for so long.
How different is it now having a family?
It's different. Well, my husband now, he played hockey professional, but he just finished, so he's can travel with me for now. And then my mom was with us for 5 months too in America, so she helped a lot, like in the beginning especially, like he took care of him. Yeah, it's definitely different. Like wherever, like you have a free time, like you just not even free time, anything. Like you, even like I practice, I see he like he's or like my husband or my mom like carrying him. I would look and like you know would think like, oh, is he like warm enough or like? Yeah, it's changed, but it's different. It's like amazing, like feeling.
It must be so hard to juggle, I guess, now training and then traveling, but then it's working because your husband's with you.
But I also tried to play everything, like, in America for now, since the baby's small, so, like, was traveling by car. And now I'm also, like, I don't know about the Asia tournament, because it's maybe tough with a kid, but next year I'm gonna try to play, like, as much as possible, but this year I'm gonna try to play something, like, what's not far.
And then do you have, like, a protected ranking that you're using then because you stepped away for only 10 months?
Yeah, I think if you don't play for 6 months, you get your protected ranking. And you get 8 tournaments. But I think they just recently changed. Somebody told me today it's going to be 12 tournaments from now, I think.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
That's great. Was there any... So when you stepped away, you didn't plan on coming back, but was there any process, like maternity leave, any kind of like advice WTA helps you to come back or helps you to figure out like the protected ranking? Or is it just kind of you're on your own and signing up for tournaments?
I think it's automatically. If you don't compete for like 6 months, you get your protected ranking automatically or whatever you get pregnant or if you're injured. So it's saved like automatically. But no, it just was my decision.
And then you're based in the U.S. or is it Alabama?
Yeah, since I was 15 years old, like I've been practicing in Alabama. There's like my second family there. Yeah. Oh.
Alabama.
Alabama.
That is a little bit random, but also great place.
Yeah. I mean, it's pretty boring if you're young and you on your own, but with family, it's actually a great place. Quiet.
So you still live there now?
Wherever, like I stayed there I had the baby there. We stayed there for 5 months, and I used to spend there all my like off season. And whenever I'm in America and I have like a week or like two, I would always like go there and practice. And when we're in Europe, I go back to Belarus.
Did you have any inspiration or senior inspiration from, you know, Azarenka coming back from having a kid, Starina coming back? There's Mandy Minella, there's Bondarenko, there's like...
Actually, Mandy Minella is my really good friend, and her daughter 3 months older. And it's, yeah, crazy, like... They do just two of them, her and her husband, and from the beginning, just two of them, nobody helping them, and it's amazing how they do. But now it's also like I see so many girls like having a kid and coming back. But maybe also like before, like you know, you're 30 years old, you're done. Now I see like the Williams, Venus, 37, 38, like got back to top 10. I don't know, maybe in 5 years people start playing till 45. You still can have maybe second baby and come back.
Yeah, it's changing. Do you think you're gonna stick around now because you're turning 30 this week? And then do you have any, I guess, big plan, or is it just kind of year by year?
I mean, I don't plan to play till 40, but I can see myself playing another 5 years if I doing well and I'm back to top 100. Yeah, why not? But if like I start playing and I see like it's tough, it's not worth it. I think 30 years old playing ITF tournaments.
You were top 40 when you were 20.
Yeah.
So you've been up there before, and then now you have to kind of start over. But even before you quit, you were around, or before you stepped away, you were around like 140.
I mean, like when I was younger, like I think that would kind of affect me. But now I knew, like I didn't play for so long. I wanted to get a lot of like matches, like match experience. So like I don't mind to play qualies of 25 or now. But if it helps me to get higher in my ranking. But if I'm just gonna be stuck there, then I don't see the point.
I feel like a lot of it is ego, just setting aside your ego and being like, okay, maybe I have to play against, you know, like last year you played against a 15-year-old in a final, you know, like you just have to focus on tennis and not worry about anything else, really.
Yeah, I remember when I started playing ITF, I was like 16, 17, and I played with girls who was like 30 years old, and I thought like, oh my gosh, you're so old, like, but now it's like... That's crazy how I was thinking this. I was like, I feel myself in 30 younger than when I was 20.
Yeah.
So it's changing everything. It's crazy. When also like, what's her name? Regina.
Mm-hmm.
Her daughter is 6 years old. When I saw her 6 years ago in Tashkent, I think first time with the baby, I was like, oh, what is like she doing? Like for sure, when I'm gonna have a kid, I'm not gonna be like playing tennis. And now you think everything's changing.
It's such a different perspective.
Yeah.
And especially because people are playing now, like, deep into their 30s, so you kind of see things differently.
Yeah.
But when you're a teenager, of course, you think that anyone over, like, 25 is ancient.
Yeah, you think it's somebody over 25 is old already.
And do you have any goals or things you want to hit?
My highest singles ranking was 35, so I want to be, like, higher than that. I mean, why not try, like, if... Like I said, like if I'm I got like year rest, I feel like more motivated now than when I was playing. So, and then I look at it different now. Before, like maybe you put like too much pressure on yourself. Now you have a baby, like you don't think like too much. Wherever you have a free time, you always like with the family, with the baby. Like I look at it different now. Like now I start kind of enjoying tennis. Before I didn't really enjoy it.
And the practice in day-to-day life, is it similar than it was before? You're still putting in maybe the same number of hours a day even though you have a son with you, or is it the same coach? Is it all kind of a system, a support system is similar as it was like last year?
Right here, it's only my husband and the kid. I don't have a coach right here. My brother used to travel with me like a lot over like 10 years, but he's right now in Belarus. For now, I think I'm gonna play Quebec after, which is gonna be like with my husband and the kid, and then depend of end of the year, we'll see like if who else is gonna travel.
Yeah, see how it goes.
See how it goes, yeah.
And so you're from Belarus, and obviously some big players from there, Azarenka is one, but also Sabalenka, who is like 20, I think, or 19 years old, and they played the Fed Cup last year, and how big, I know you've played Fed Cup a lot, you mm-hmm. know, how cool is it seeing them get to the final? I mean, they were so close.
I played the Fed Cup, I think, every single time since 2007, and we was like stuck for so long in this, what is it called, Europe-African group, and then finally 3 years ago, went up and was doing so well and was lucky also, like the last 2 years every single match was in Belarus. But it's amazing, yeah, like how more popular tennis got from this Fed Cup.
Is Fed Cup like a big part of your memories of playing? Is it something that you want to play again?
Yeah, of course, like if I get back to like top 100, top 50, like for sure I'm gonna play Fed Cup again, and then if it make the final, maybe it's possible to win one day. Why not?
Obviously, you guys can't see us, but I just have to give major props to Olga. I did not believe Nina when she told me that she had just had a kid. Honestly, you look like a freaking model, for real. I'm curious, like, what did you do while you were pregnant? Like, did you find that it was super difficult to keep, like, good shape and everything like that? Or was it easy, or...
You know, I think it's everybody different. Me, like, I feel, like, all my life, especially when I was, like, super young, I was, like, really skinny. The more I play, the more, like, weight I get. Like, I feel like I get more muscular, I eat much more. Whenever I'm stopping playing, like, I lose weight. And over the pregnancy, I didn't get any weight. I just got, the baby weight. Mm-hmm. It was, like, around maybe 10 or... pounds I got. When I had the kid, I actually lost some weight, and then when I started like training, I feel like I have no energy, so like I'm trying to like eat more just to have more energy. But I think it's everybody is different. Some people, like a lot of people, get like a lot of weight. It's just me, but I think Mandy said she's also like lost some weight. But it's also like tough when I was breastfeeding for 4 months. It's like exhausting, and from that you feel like you're so tired, you just want to sleep, you don't, like, sometimes you forget to eat when it's like no time, and I think that's also like a big part.
I mean, I think each person is different, obviously, yeah. But I remember watching Serena's HBO documentary, and they were talking about breastfeeding, and she was breastfeeding, I think, 8 or 9 months, and the coach was like, oh, you should stop, it's going to be easier for you to lose weight if you stop, but you said it's tiring.
Yeah. Yeah, for me it was tough, and it was in Florida, it was so hot and humid, and I was playing this tournament, and I had to like pump and then go play, like, it was tough.
Well, there's so many challenges, yeah, geez.
It was tough, yeah.
There's a lot of stuff that we don't know.
Yeah, a lot of stuff that we don't know. And there's just, I feel like there's so many like little kids on tour, and like having them just running around the player lounge, and like, yeah, I kind of think it's a fun way to grow up, but I mean, they're little, they don't know, yeah, they're just like living this... this life traveling to Wimbledon and US Open. And
yeah.
Do you hope that your son, or didn't you play in front of your son one day where he's old enough to really understand what you're doing?
Yeah, of course. Now sometimes, like, my husband sits at the practice, but obviously he doesn't understand, he just smiles. But of course, yeah, it's going to be amazing if I'm doing well playing some big court and he's sitting on the player's box. I think it's amazing. Every person, I think, would really enjoy it.
I feel like it'll be a good memory for when it does, when it does happen. But do you have any fond or like best memories of your career, because you've been on tour for so long and started so young and did so well, and you know, you've made all these finals and won all these WTA doubles titles. Do you have any like favorite memories or favorite matches?
When I was really young, Lindsay Davenport was my favorite player, and my first WTA final I played against her in 2008, and that was that time, it was like pretty big for me, and I think she just got back after having a kid, that tournament. That time when I played, I didn't like realize, and now I'm like, oh, this is crazy. I think she was like 3 months after she had the baby and won the tournament. Now I'm thinking like, this is amazing.
Yeah, I think Mandy Minella won her first title after having the kid and being, you know, she's 32 years old and won her first title. So, like, really, yeah, anything is possible.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy.
I have heard that your body is the strongest 2 years after having a kid.
Yeah. But I heard that, too. Like, you get, like, a little bit, like, lighter, kind of. It's different balance, I heard, but I don't know.
It's a unique challenge, but the cool thing with having these big players that are all coming back after having kids, it looks like they're kind of changing some rules, like the seeding rule at the USO or at Wimbledon. They kind of changed things. Like, did you have any opinions or thoughts when this was happening?
I think so if you was seeded before,
so she used her protective ranking to get in, but then couldn't be seeded because she wasn't actually number one anymore, right? So then she came back and they were arguing over whether or not to seed her at all, and they put her at 25.
But so, I think it's fair enough to put 25. They didn't put her number one. Obviously, she won 23 Grand Slam. So I think it was fair enough to put her 25.
I think there's actually a rule proposal to keep the way that they decided that seeding, to do it for future seedings.
So when they just, like, sit and decide what they're going to do?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I think it's case by case, right? Like, if you were ranked 150 and you come back, it's different. But if you're number one and you come back, I mean, it was just such a big deal. It was such a huge thing.
She was definitely the exception to the rule.
Yeah. I mean, Serena would be.
Yeah.
Like, I want to talk about the U.S. Open as well, because, like, we're here in New York together for the U.S. Open, and is New York, is being in New York special for you? Do you have any things you love about New York or about playing at the U.S. Open especially?
Yeah, like, U.S. Open, I think, is my favorite Grand Slam. I mean, before, first 2007, I think I played my first U.S. Open, but before that, I've been coming since I was 14, played juniors. I always like here the most because, like, you're staying kind of far from the tournaments, and I kind of like, I don't like to stay, like, close on site because, like, you're thinking about, like, you're rounding, you thinking about the game, like, so much. Like, whenever you go to Manhattan, it's, like, completely different. You, like, you can kind of get lost in the city, and I enjoy that.
Yeah, having a bit of a different, not being stuck in the bubble of, like, tennis all day and winning and panicking all the time. Do you feel more relaxed going into this Grand Slam, or do you still feel, because when you're younger, you kind of, I feel like there's more pressure when you're younger because in your head, you're like, I have to win, I have to win, I have to win. Yeah. But now that you're coming back as a mother and coming back after almost a year away, do you feel different?
Yeah, I do feel different. Like, I used to put, like, now I can say I used to put, like, a lot of pressure. Like, I would be, like, listening to music, like, before the match, like, sometimes try to, like, not talk to many people, like, to not lose the focus. But now, it's completely different. And I think it was, like, way too much. I think, like, you can still, like, be focused, like, but you don't have to put this too much pressure because that's how you get, like, really tired mentally from that.
As a mother coming back, having a kid, do you change anything, like, with your fitness, with the amount of hours that you're out on the court? Is there anything that changes once you have a baby coming back?
In the beginning, I practiced, like, so much less because it was, like, tougher. But now I try to, like, start practicing more and more. But also, like, it's hard to find the balance because if you start training, like, too much, then you kind of, like, you don't see the kid enough. And you, like, that was the point then was to have a baby. Like, you know, I want the baby, like, travel with me all the time. So, like, I think it's what's the toughest. It's fine to balance. Like, so you practice enough and you spend enough time with the kid. I think this is the toughest.
Yeah, trying to figure out how to make it work.
Yeah.
I think that was one of the things Serena was talking about recently, about how much she struggled because she wanted to spend so much time with her daughter and also, you know, come back and be number one in the world. Yeah. So that balance has got to be super tricky.
And sometimes, like, if you spend, like, I remember in Florida, it was super hot, so the baby stayed with mama during the day in the hotel, and it was, like, raining the whole day, and we got back, like, late, and I was already missing the baby.
You missed the whole day.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so you also have a clothing brand, right?
I started, like, 2 years ago. I really enjoy, like, clothing, and it's more like a sport casual stuff. But I didn't sell anything yet. Like, I was doing for myself yet, and I gave away a lot to my friends, just, like, to kind of start it, to feel how it works. I was doing that in Belarus. Like, one of my friend had have a factory, and I was doing it there. But obviously, of course, like, if I do it, like, right now I don't do it because I'm so busy, like, with the baby, and now trying to come back in tour. But if I'll have an opportunity, yeah, of course I would like to make it bigger, and I would love to do it in America, because it's a huge market in America.
Athleisure, so it's not tennis match clothes, it's more like
casual
wear.
It's like tennis stuff and like a sport casual, like, yeah. You can, I don't know, you can go to the gym, or like you can walk your dog. It's kind of like
is it something that you would want to really focus on maybe when you finish playing, like some kind of post career?
Yeah, maybe fashion? Yeah, for sure. Why not? I think Serena just started doing it.
She just launched. Hers is meant to be non-tennis, and it's casual wear, I think, and it's also, like, jean jackets, dresses, normal clothing, not tennis, which is interesting.
Yeah.
Have you thought about anything else you want to do when you're actually completely done, when you have more kids?
Yeah, but not now. I feel like if I have a... Because, I mean, it's nice, but it's like, no free time. And then if you have another one, I think it's impossible then to play tennis.
You don't have enough hands.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think it would be impossible. But actually, there's one girl, Gail Broski.
Yeah.
I think she has two...
We both know her, yeah.
Two kids, and she's doing well now.
Really well. She was up to, like, 300s at least now.
And she's been awarded a qualifying US Open wildcard.
It's amazing. Oh.
So good. Yeah, I mean, we both knew her when we were little, like, younger kids playing in America. But
I grew up with her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And we know she pretty much quit and started coaching and had two kids and family and everything was... And then she's just back.
Yeah.
And she's playing some of her best tennis.
It's unbelievable.
It's pretty awesome.
It's like... I feel like it's, like, part of a trend right now to, like, become a mother and come back on tour and, like, do really well.
Yeah, yeah. Like, before, everybody was traveling with the puppies. Yeah. Everybody started traveling with the babies.
Yeah,
that's so true, though.
Your key to success. Go and have a kid, you'll come back.
They have now the nursery, I think, the US Open. Yeah, I think we went to the room. It's empty now, but I think for the main draw, they will actually have a people. It's kind of like a daycare.
At the French Open, I believe they also have, like, a nice little area in Susan Longland.
I think at Wimbledon as well.
I mean, they're getting the memo. I mean, enough players are having kids. You got to have a room for them.
What about doubles? You want to play doubles as well? Because you were a phenomenal doubles player as well.
Yeah, I would. It's kind of hard to get into the bigger tournament, but I think I also have like 190 protected doubles ranking. So whatever, like, I will be getting in, yeah, I'll play.
Yeah,
Quebec is a great place to start.
Yeah,
are you playing Quebec?
Yeah,
I believe so. Yeah, I signed up.
That's so good.
What's your son's name?
Dominic.
Okay, very nice. Well, can't wait to meet Dominic.
You have like, yeah, but you learn so much stuff. Like, there's like so much stuff for the baby, like the cream water, and like I would never like look at it. Like now, like I look at the stroller, I know like which brand it is.
Did you always want to have a kid? Like, was there a certain age you were like, oh, I want to have a kid by the time I'm 30?
But like last few years, I feel like I would like to have a kid. What's crazy, like, before you look, you know, like, oh, these shoes, like, or this bag, and now you're just looking, oh, this stroller is, like, comfortable.
This baby bag.
Yeah.
This bottle. This is the best bottle.
This fitting, the thing you put it, oh, this one is get dirty too quick.
You're an expert.
We have a lot to learn.
Okay, well, that's it for us for this episode of Inside Tennis with Nina Fantic. That's me and Irina Falcone.
That's me.
And we were joined by our first guest, Olga. Thank you for coming and hanging out with us.
Yeah, thank you very much.
That's it for this week. We'll see you guys next week.
You've been enjoying the Tennis.com podcast. For all the latest news and events, head over to Tennis.com.